used in the Sandy Hook school shooting can go forward. And 95-year-old former President Jimmy Carter recovering from surgery in Atlanta this morning. It was to relieve pressure on his brain. The Carter Center saying there are no complications from the surgery. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather brought to you by Caravita Village, where they lead the way in senior living. Cruise into retirement. Schedule a tour at caravitavillage.com today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, good morning, everybody. Some drastic weather changes already underway as we get a little taste of the Arctic. Some leftover rain mostly this morning. Windy, much colder. Temperatures may reach the mid-40s, let's say, by late morning before falling into the 30s by later on this afternoon. But strong northwest winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour will make it seem much colder. Tonight, clear, very cold, freeze warning. Wednesday morning's low may tie the record of 24. Wind chill factor will be in the teens. Wednesday's high will struggle to reach 50. With sunshine, another freeze on Wednesday night. Our weather app will keep you on top of these winter weather developments. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Since 1989, Signs to Go has been Montgomery's vinyl sign and banner leader. And now, with the addition of wide format printing, your signs and banners can have brilliant full color. Whether it's directional signs for your meeting or large grand opening banner, Signs to Go is your one-stop shop for color. Call us at 270-1133 or email us at signs2go@charter.net. We're still on the Eastern Bypass across from Lowe's and Best Buy. That's Signs to Go, Montgomery's sign and banner leader.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated fall real estate market report for the River Region. So far this year, the MLS has reported over 4,300 closings of residential properties. The average sales price for these sales was $180,000. So far this year, 50% of these sales took place in the first 60 days of a house on a market. There is a lack of supply of homes for sale in the 120 to 180 price range because this is a first-time homebuyer price range, so houses sell faster in these price ranges. This shows that a better economy and lower unemployment leads to increased sales for the River Region. This also allows sellers in these price ranges to find a new home without worrying about selling their present home. Here at the Goodson Group, we specialize in selling existing homes in these price ranges and being able to market them for sale effectively. For an updated market report on your home, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
Look at your phone, tablet, or computer. What's going on in there? Hard to say, but one thing's for sure. These things bring you things. Things like news, sports, interspecies animal friendships, or, you know, whatever you're into. But to get that stuff, you'll need an internet connection. One that's really fast with no data caps. One that's just $34.99 per month. Super fast internet from WOW, a company you'll love. Sign up today at wowway.com. Offer for new customers with a two-year agreement and auto pay. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-through window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number number 158-6368, an equal housing lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. The swearing-in ceremony has just begun. Swearing-in of the new city council members, as well as the new mayor-elect, Stephen Reed. Before we get to that, right now they're hosting the colors and singing the national anthem. This part of the program brought to you by Jenkins Tire and Automotive. It's a comprehensive tire and automotive store service center here in Montgomery, Alabama. The Jenkins Tire and Automotive philosophy is simple, but very powerful, folks. They always deliver and they always exceed customer expectations. Located down on 38 East Jefferson Street downtown, about 2-3 blocks away from the Alley station. So it's a great place to drop off your car for some maintenance if you work downtown. But even if you don't work downtown, Jenkins Tire and Automotive has a courtesy vehicle ready to get you to and from work while your car is being serviced. And because it is hunting season and people might be out on the land more often, let's say, in these next few months, give Jenkins Tire and Automotive a call at 265-0792, because they have a service truck that can come to you on location to work on that four-wheeler, that side-by-side, even that tractor. That way you don't have to lug any of those outdoor vehicles into Montgomery. Jenkins Tire and Automotive will come to you with their service truck so you can make sure your outdoor vehicle is working properly here in the midst of hunting season. Again, all the technicians there at Jenkins Tire and Automotive are ASC certified. They service all makes and models of cars, trucks, SUVs, and fleets, as well as outdoor vehicles. So, folks, when you're thinking about service on any of your vehicles, any of your automobiles, whether you're everyday driver or that outdoor vehicle, be thinking Jenkins. Visit them online, JenkinsTireAndAuto.com, JenkinsTireAndAuto.com, or you can give them a call, 265-0792. Thank you again to Jenkins Tire and Automotive being the sponsor of News and Views. So here in a second, if it is interesting enough, I'll have to check because right now, it's just the opening ceremony of this inauguration ceremony. We'll see what will occur here in the next few minutes. It's happening as we speak. It's always powerful to see the posting of the colors. The color guard from the Montgomery Fire Department and Montgomery Police Department. Always powerful to see that, especially on the right after Veterans Day. But here, let's go to the phones, 272-9228, if you want to join the show here. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Good morning, Joey. This is Bud. How you doing today, sir?
Doing well, Bud. Doing well.
Wonderful. You know, as I was listening to the first hour talking about Social Security,
mm-hmm.
I was born in 1964, so technically that was the very last year of the baby boomer generation.
Mm.
But if you look at the actual intent of when it was designed, since I'm talking about my age, when Social Security was developed by FDR and that administration, the average life expectancy of Americans was that literally 90% of all Americans that paid into that system would never reach the retirement ages of 62 and 65,
right,
in order to receive benefits. At that time, the average life expectancy of an African male was like 52. A white male was like 58. An African American female was like maybe 62, 63, and the white female was 66. And so it was not even a good Ponzi scheme because they thought everybody would die, and this was going to become a cash cow for the federal government. And so with the development of medicine and health insurance, et cetera, like that, the basic foundation of the system completely went out of whack.
Right.
And so for literally 4 or 5 decades, the government continued to operate on this idea, well, we'll just keep on having this amount of money come in. And then you have the huge baby boomer generation of myself. And you've got this huge bubble of after the World War II, veterans came back and they were so happy to be alive. So they decided to make many, many descendants. And they never changed the parameters of the original Social Security structure to account for, as you said, you know, I think at one time we had 35, 37 people paying into a system that now, as you said, what earlier, two people are basically paying in for one person?
By 2030, they're expecting two people. Right now, it's around four. So, I mean,
we add
a sizable family supporting each retiree.
And then we throw into this other thing as far as, okay, disability insurance, which was never part of the original system, which is actually going to go back into the red in the next 2 or 3 years, if I remember correctly, from the articles that I read.
Mm-hmm.
You know, getting the crazy checks, as they say, et cetera, or disability checks. And so, okay, they raised the age now, what, 65 or in 67, I think, for a full, you know, okay, I'm 64, I'm 55 years old. The Social Security will not go bankrupt. However, I will be doing good to get 70 cents on the dollar as right. far as what was originally projected for myself. And I've been faithful. I do the Dave Ramsey. Me and my wife have done that. Thankfully, both my son and daughter are doing that.
Good.
And they do not expect Social Security to be around. I mean, I think my son is 27. My daughter is like 31. And so they're making accounts as far as they're not going to depend on Social Security. The problem is they're going to continue to pay into a Social Security program that they will never receive a penny from, but that is going to take care of me and my wife and everybody else in the baby boomer generation. But, you know, again, I go back to the original scheme. Everybody looks for the government to take care of them. They're going to be the savior,
right.
but they don't have enough foresight to say, no, they created this program to fleece your pockets anyway, knowing that 90% of the people that paid into that time would never get a single penny in benefits.
Yeah, but we keep living longer, though. Until life expectancy has been going up, up, up for decades, until like the last year or two, life expectancy went down for two reasons. Drug overdoses causing death and suicide.
Absolutely.
And that it's also another example of best time ever to be alive. I mean, if you could be born at any point in human history, it'd be right around when you were born, when I was born. This is the best time to be alive in this country of all places. And yet, there's this kind of despair out there. And based on this conversation we're having right now on Social Security, you're right in the sweet spot at age 55. You're right, you know, you're not right there, you know, a year or two out from retirement, but you know, you really should have planned and should be really thinking about it now at this point. And so I think any change affects you the most. But what's weird to me is that despite all this wealth and all these safety nets and all the things we have to keep our attention, there's also this weird sense of tension and despair and lack of meaning. It's amazing that life expectancy came down recently because of drug overdoses and suicide. It's amazing.
You know what you're really going to see, and I don't know if this is good for the country or bad for the country, but if you read on drudge reports, they have really started concentrating on the expats, people leaving America and retiring to Central and South America, where they can literally live just on their Social Security. They can live like a emperor on $1,500 a month in welfare. I mean, well, not welfare, but in Social Security
right.
that they've paid into. And so you will have an influx of the baby boomers as they retire that never actually adequately prepared for retirement and was only going to live off Social Security. And this does give them an opportunity. And again, does that help America? I don't know. It does take a lot of people off the healthcare system in their golden years. It's interesting. You know, I've got a farm up in north of Montgomery there in Sandtuck.
Yeah.
And I would love to be able to retire there on my 85 acres. But if I can go into Argentina or Chile or there's so many different wonderful countries there. And reading the articles, they're able to live in a 3,000-foot house and pay $400 a month rent on it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they pay basically $75 a month for their socialized health care. And they say, well, we're never coming back to America. And so now in this day in the global economy, there are so many options for people of my age as we get ready to retire that we never would have considered before. So it's going to get interesting. But again, it's sad. My son and daughter are going to pay into a system they will never collect a single penny into.
Right, and we talk all day about democracy and consent and all this stuff. It's a system your kids and I, you know, just turning 31 here in a couple of weeks. I didn't vote for this system. I was born into it. And it's unfortunate. The reason I'm bringing it up is it's just one example of, like, the big long-term trends and really tough decisions that the people we vote for should actually be talking about in an adult way, if I can use that term. And instead, it's that we're nowhere near that type of conversation in D.C. today.
Well, here's the problem. Why should they? Because every single member of Congress and the Senate are exempt from Social Security.
Yep.
They do not pay a single penny into the Social Security program. Instead, they can make deferments of whatever percentage they want into private insurance and retirement accounts. And it's you and me, the taxpayer, that fund that. So they pass all these laws that Congress is exempt from because we're the stupid masses.
Well, you just gave me a great idea, though, bud. My retirement plan is to run for Congress.
You have a good day, sir.
You too, bud. Appreciate it. 272-9228, folks, if you want to join in. News and Views, welcome to the show. You're on there.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Who's this?
This is Billy.
Hey, Billy, what's up?
Doing great. Listen. Just piggybacking off your last caller, I've got a friend of mine who a retired attorney out of Huntsville, Alabama. He sold his practice. His wife was a school teacher up there. She did her tenure, her 20-plus years. She retired. They had one daughter, got her through school at UAB. They sold everything they had, everything, and moved to Belize. And
wow.
Absolutely love it down there. Down there, if you don't eat, you don't work, you don't eat. There's no welfare down there. They love it. Matter of fact, though, a lot of people aren't aware of this. This is the only country in the world, once you move out, if you got any access or any type of money at all, retirement, whatever, you still can be taxed for it.
Oh, absolutely. There are exit fees and all sorts of stuff, yeah.
Exactly right. He paid $300 for himself, paid $300 for his wife. Filed the paperwork, they both renounced their citizenship. They're no longer citizens of this country, and they apply for visas and come back in for so many days a year and get what they want, and then they get the hell out. You're going to see more people doing that. More and more of the middle class, he told me down there they're building whole subdivisions down there, and guess who's filling them up? Retired military, retired postal workers, retired teachers. There's a lot of Americans are moving down there. And matter of fact, he wants me to come down here and hang out with him a couple of weeks and look at it myself. I'm getting that age where I'm going to be retired. And you know what? I don't want my hard-earned tax money, the money I paid in Social Security. And a lot of people don't know this. When you start drawing Social Security, you got to pay taxes on it, too.
Well, and not to mention inflation that, you know, reduces the power of that money you're being given.
And that's right. And let's face it. This country today, the elderly people in this country have less value. We don't put a value system on our elderly in this country that other countries do. Over in China, they worship their elderly. They take care of them. Here, we stick them in nursing homes, and we forget about them. It's sad, but your caller was spot on. There's many people in this country. They're getting out, and I'll be honest, I don't blame them. I don't blame them.
Yeah, people can see the writing on the wall. Appreciate it, Billy. Thanks for the call, man. You'd have a good one, too. I'm looking, folks, as we're having this discussion about the big long-term trends, people leaving the country, you know, the actual issues facing the nation. I'm sitting here watching some city council members being sworn in. Brantley Lyons currently being sworn in. I imagine the audio doesn't make for fantastic radio, but I'll see when Stephen Reed comes up if we can take that live. It should be all the city council members first, and then the mayor-elect will be sworn in as the new mayor of Montgomery. It's interesting to see Todd Strange running the proceedings, kind of handing off the baton. A historic day here in Montgomery, and I hope the history only gets better based on a city that becomes flourishing, more and more cultivated, and we'll see. I don't put a lot of faith in politicians, even the ones I like, but I wish Stephen Reed and everybody supporting him well. And hey, folks, it's like Jack and I said the day after Stephen Reed was elected, is that we all have to work together to make this city what it can be. And there are many opportunities for that. It doesn't mean you have to be in elected office. If you're an entrepreneur out there, if you're an investor, if you run a church, run a fraternal group, run a nonprofit, we need everybody with talent and the ability and the time to get out there and help this city become what it needs to be. Not a bad place to live by any means, don't get me wrong, but we could do better. There's Tracy Larkin, Council District 3, being sworn in. Let's hit a quick break here. More news and views after the break. 272-9228. 272-9228 if you want to join in. Joey Clark, by his lonesome, here on a dreary Tuesday morning. But I'm having fun.
Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
How would you like free rent for a year? How about a free vacation? How about a new car? Come into Wind Creek Montgomery now through Friday, November 22nd and earn chances to win in our Rent, Rest, and Ride giveaway. Then on November 22nd at 7, 8, and 9 p.m., three players will win free rent for a year, a free trip to any Wind Creek resort, or a Ford Mustang, Jeep Compass Latitude, or Dodge Charger SXT. So come into Wind Creek Montgomery for Rent, Rest, and Ride.
The holidays are here, but thousands of families in the River Region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting is doing something about it, and you can help.
Drop off non-perishable food items to Best Friends Pet Resort or at the radio station.
Help stuff our Sprinter van full of food.
Best Friends Pet Resort, we are here when you can't be.
It's our holiday food drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
On Tuesday, November 12th, registered voters residing in Alabama House District 74 will go to the polls to elect their representative. The following polling places will be open from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. Montgomery Museum of Fine Arts, Del Rey Church of Christ, Flowers Elementary School, Eastmont Baptist Church, Lagoon Park Fire Station, Frazier United Methodist Church, Eastdale Baptist Church, Houston Hills Community Center, King Hill Community Community Center, Wears Ferry Road Elementary School, First Christian Church, and the St. James United Methodist Church. If you have questions about whether or not you reside in District 74, please contact the Montgomery County Board of Registrars at 334-832-1215. Get out and exercise your franchise on Tuesday, November 12th.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views, folks. I'm your host, Joey Clark. You want to join in, 272-9228. I am watching as I speak. City Council members being sworn in. Stephen Reed soon to be sworn in. It's so great to see these City Council members walk up there with their families, beautiful families. You know, as much as we get down on America and the trend of the country, it's good to celebrate individual lives and the success people have found. Great stuff. I'll try to take live here when Stephen Reed comes up to the plate to be sworn in as the next mayor of Montgomery. This part of the program, they brought you the first hour. Now I'm going to tell you a little more about them. Dan Black Studios. Say you have old family videos and tapes from sporting events or birthdays or Thanksgiving or Christmas or graduation or great moments like a swearing-in or award ceremony. You need to preserve those family memories. You need to preserve those memories quickly because that old technology literally deteriorates. Take that analog memory and bring it into the digital future with Dan Black Studios. If you're a News and Views listener, you'll get 50% off. 50% off all tape to DVD transfers. That's only for News and Views listeners until the end of November. Dan Black Studios also offers business services and larger video production services from website design to video editing, training video production, television commercial production, and so much more. Maybe you're a lawyer and you need to have some video exhibits for evidence. They do it all over there at Dan Black Studios. So whenever you're thinking of video services, any help at all, whether getting those memories brought into the digital future or getting a nice startup and image and brand out there for the folks, Dan Black Studios has you covered. Call them today, 279-6036. Again, that number for Dan Black Studios, 279-6036. Thank you again to Dan Black Studios for being a sponsor of News and Views. So, I'm looking now at Clay McGinnis, who's been in this studio. Young man there with his wife, and she's holding their youngest son, it looks like. And yeah, that's what it's sweet about this. It's good to have the personal touch to politics. He just sworn in, hand on the Bible, and there he goes walking off stage. As I await the arrival of Stephen Reed onto the stage, I saw a local news. It's something I think is long overdue, but let's get on it, Alabama. A bill legalizing medical marijuana will be introduced the next legislative session. Alabama's Medical Marijuana Commission says they will be ready to introduce a bill legalizing marijuana in the next legislative session. The commission met Thursday. The deadline for them to file a bill is December 1st. My birthday! Happy birthday, Joey! Medical marijuana. State Senator Tim Melson says he's asking commission members to study the bill and recommend changes before then. The bill would create a medical cannabis commission to manage issuing medical cannabis cards to patients. Of course, folks, the devil's always in the details, but I think it's long overdue for us to get over, what we've seen, in my mind, has been anti-scientific and just bad public policy. It's time for things like marijuana to stop being a liability for the government and turn it into an asset. I'm for full recreational legalization. However, I know not everybody here in the state is there yet, and I think medical marijuana, it's shown it can really help people with certain ailments. especially those with the worst situations, say going through chemo and cancer treatments. It's been shown that cannabis can help those folks a lot in terms of pain and appetite and just quality of life. I don't see why, given how legal this is in other states, why the people of Alabama should be held back from engaging and using those substances if it helps their quality of life. Seems pretty straightforward to me. We have all sorts of other drugs legal that have been legal for some time that have been shown to be much more harmful, let's say, and intrusive, corrosive to the body than anything marijuana might do. Now, don't get me wrong. If you're asking me, hey, Joey, I've got kids, what do I tell them? Tell them not to do it. And not out of a crazy sort of, forbidden fruit idea, but out of the idea that when you're young and you're developing, hey, you smoke a lot of this stuff before you're 25, your brain won't develop correctly. That's been shown by all sorts of medical studies. The more cannabis, as I like to call it, and the more marijuana or pot becomes legal, the more we're finding out interesting things. Like there's this weird condition that's shown up for those who use marijuana and pot, smoke it a lot, where people are just throwing up uncontrollably, and the only thing that seems to help is a hot shower. That sounds horrible. I've never experienced anything like that. It just sounds terrible, but it's showing up in emergency rooms across the nation, and doctors don't really know what's going on there. And it subsides. It doesn't become a long-term thing. And what's interesting is often the people that got this condition, again, uncontrollable vomiting, these sorts of things, only a hot shower makes them feel better, they still go back to using cannabis for. So I guess there is some habit making out of this. But I'll tell you, folks, in terms of other drugs that are currently legal, I think it was a huge injustice that this particular plant got caught up in the culture wars of the 60s and became more of a status symbol for the counterculture and for the silent majority, as opposed to just actually bringing medical science to bear. And, also that old idea of freedom, liberty. We had to pass an amendment to get rid of alcohol here in this country, which didn't get rid of alcohol. I don't have to tell you all the history. All it did was really help organize crime and create even worse versions of alcohol, bathtub cocktails and whatnot. Who wants bathtub gin? Ew. But I really think this is going to be a good step forward. I hope this bill will make it through the House and Senate, and we will have legal medical marijuana here in this state. I think it's about time. And I've been amazed at the change culturally and with knowledge on this issue. I've been amazed in the last few years how many people of all different ages have changed their tune, changed their mind on keeping marijuana prohibited. So I think it's a good change, and it's about time. I'm going to sneak in here a little bit of what's going on at this swearing-in ceremony. Let's take a listen.
Counsel with me. And I just want to say,
this is Mrs. Graham,
that we have to remember
District 4.
It's not about a title. It's about the people we serve. And if we lose focus on that and we can't serve the people because we have or do not have a title, we really are sitting at the wrong table. We are here for the citizens of Montgomery, Alabama, and that should be our focus and goal at all times.
That's the voice of Audrey Billups Graham, Councilwoman for District 4.
Are there nominations for President Pro Tem?
There are.
Brantley?
Brantley Lyons.
Would you talk to the microphone, please?
Brantley Lyons. Is this on?
Hey, you want mine?
Yes, I'd like to nominate Tracy Larkin, President Pro Tem, District 2.
So they're going through City Council business here.
Am I hanging? You would like to nominate?
I'm going to take another break. Take another break here. More news and views when we come back. Maybe get this swearing in. 272-9228. If you want to get in, do you agree with the idea of medical marijuana coming to the state of Alabama, if not more? 272-9228. I'm happy to hear dissent. Not going to bite anybody's head off for disagreeing with me, but I think it's about time we have something like medical marijuana here in the state of Alabama. Be right back, folks. More news and views with Joey Clark right after this.
want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join Dixie to drive out hunger in our community and support the Montgomery Area Food Bank this November. Give your donation to a team member at your Dixie appointment.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368 and Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The new streaming service Disney Plus launched earlier than planned today, but within a few hours, some users were complaining on Twitter about glitches. Those who were able to access the service were giving rave reviews, while Disney shares are up more than 1%. The maker of Red Hook, Kona, and Omission Beers, Craft Brew Alliance, is being sold to Anheuser-Busch InBev, which makes Budweiser, Stella Artois, and Beck's. It was already part owner of the brewer. Anheuser-Busch InBev shares are higher. Dean Foods, which makes dairy products sold all over America, says it has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy reorganization. It's in negotiations to sell the business to the Dairy Farmers of America, a national milk marketing cooperative. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Hey, my friend's company spent 3 days cleaning up an email phishing attack that targeted several dozen employees.
Yeah, if just one malicious email slips through, an attack can spread quickly and do serious damage.
What if that happens to us?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda Forensics and Incident Response.
So we're good?
Yes. With fast automated response and remediation, all traces of the attack can be removed in less than 5 minutes.
Wow, that's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Well, good morning, everybody. Some drastic weather changes already underway as we get a little taste of the Arctic. Some leftover rain mostly this morning. Windy, much colder. Temperatures may reach the mid-40s, let's say, by late morning before falling into the 30s by later on this afternoon. But strong northwest winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour will make it seem much colder. Tonight, clear, very cold, freeze warning. Wednesday morning's low may tie the record of 24. Wind chill factor will be in the teens. Wednesday's high will struggle to reach 50. With sunshine, another freeze on Wednesday night. Our weather app will keep you on top of these winter weather developments. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. This part of the program brought to you, this hour of the program brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage, especially Kim Williams. Give them a call today, folks, 567-4223, 567-4223. If you're in the market to buy a home, get that first-time mortgage finance, or you want to refinance your current mortgage, Kim Williams and Alabama Home Mortgage is a place you need to go to deal, especially for veterans out there. You know, we just celebrated Veterans Day. I live with a veteran. He's told me all about how you sometimes it's difficult dealing with the bureaucracy. He's right now on the GI Bill. And, you know, even if the VA is doing great things with the GI Bill, with the Veterans Program for homes and mortgages, sometimes it can be difficult dealing with the bureaucracy yourself. That's where you have Kim Williams to step in. Kim Williams and Alabama Home Mortgage have made it easier for veterans to get the benefits and the options that they earned through their service. It's a beautiful thing she does for veterans here in the River Region, and she's figured it all out for you, so you don't have to deal with the VA directly yourself. It's all through Alabama Home Mortgage. They also have all sorts of other lending programs, and they'll shoot straight with you. If you're not ready for a mortgage, if you're not ready to refinance, given your current situation, they'll tell you. But this is why people keep coming back to Alabama Home Mortgage, because they're straight shooters. They're not there to just turn over, and make more money for themselves. They're there to give you the best deal possible for you and your life and your situation. So call them today. Once again, 567-4223. That is the number for Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. You can also visit them on the web at alabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. I'm watching the inauguration, the swearing-in ceremony in Montgomery right now. Joe Reed is speaking. He's getting a bit tearful, I noticed, during the break. Proud of his son, I'm sure. Joe Reed is a figure, you know, given I'm such a young man, I've heard plenty of tales and stories about Joe Reed, but it's definitely a figure, a person from an era gone and past. And to see him pass off the torch for his son, no matter what you think of Joe here, well, it's got to be a good day for father and son, to put it mildly. Speaking of younger generations, though, nothing disturbs me more than to see my fellow millennials and even those younger kids, Gen Z, is that what they're calling them? Buying into socialism. Socialism. Really, folks? And all sorts of people have ventured, you know, a reason why this is going on. I mean, number one reason, I've heard this plenty, it may or may not be true, is ignorance of history. The first cause of socialism's popularity, especially with the young. I mean, can we really blame the young? It's an obvious one. Having grown up after a time after the end of the Cold War, the collapse of Europe's Eastern Bloc, and China's transition to authoritarian state-run capitalism, these kids today, those 18 to 29, or, you know, about my age, who were born around the last decade of the 20th century, they don't know what socialism is all about. When they think socialism, they don't think Stalin. They think Scandinavia. Americans, especially young Americans, their ignorance of history is well documented and profound. As of 2018, only 1 in 3 Americans could pass a basic citizenship test, which baffles me, folks. I've taken that test. I took it for a class, and it was easy. It was really easy. And to know that 1 in 3 Americans can't even pass that test is a bit unnerving. And for them not even to know American history, or to only know it through, say, the lens of somebody like Howard Zinn, the people's history of the United States. It's straight up ignorance or being misinformed. What is the old Reagan line? My friends, they know so much that just isn't so. But another factor that comes in is government bungling, and we'll get to more of that in a second. But that's, I think, you know, talking about Social Security and our unfunded liabilities with Social Security and Medicare, not to mention are all sorts of obligations abroad in terms of military obligations and other money we spend abroad with foreign aid and whatnot. It's no wonder, you know, all this money being handed out to not just people on welfare, but also corporations for all their business dealings, that some young people are going, hey, where's my handout? Giving money to everybody else. Why not hand me some money? That's the general idea. We'll get more into that. First, let's go to the phones, 272-9228. News and Views, you on there. Who's this?
Soldier Boy.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, two things. You're right. People are ignorant about history.
Oh, yeah. Wait, you got a cold today?
Oh, I'm a little congested.
Yeah, that's what has Jack out today. He said he's all congested and cold.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a little congestion. Sinus draining, you know, change of weather so quickly.
Yeah, I'm dealing with that.
It's going to do it to everybody, right?
Yeah, I'm dealing with that.
Here's the first thing you want to talk about. Do you ever watch the movie with Tom Cruise, Operation Bull Creek?
I haven't actually yet. Okay. It's about an assassination plot against Hitler, though, right?
Right. It was the last one. I think they had 6 or 7 attempts, and it was the last one because about 6 months after that attempt, you know, America's marched through Berlin. You know? And what's so good about the movie is, you know, a lot of people are so ignorant about it, you know, because you notice how the left likes to throw that N word out, Nazi.
Mm-hmm.
Like to throw it out. I wish they'd look up and do some history before they start running and opening their mouths. They're so ignorant, you know, because if you look at it, it was Germany was not at war. It was the Nazi political machine that was at war, the SS. Because you can even see during the movie that the army was afraid of the SS, okay, because of Himmler. And to, they thought, reported that, you know, he was dead and everything. And Himmler has this little pill, but he's talking to Hitler on the phone because he survived, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he looked at the guy who's in charge of the regular army, and he said, he asked him, are you a practicing and devout democratic socialist member, party member? He goes, yes, sir. He says, well, then pick up this phone and listen to who it is. So he picks up the phone, and of course, it's Hitler. That's a moronic, you know, democratic socialist party.
Right.
Is the Nazi party. It's in the history books. I mean, they can't change it or anything. But how can they run around and say people who are conservatives are Nazis when they themselves, again, the hypocrisy, look in the mirror?
Well, it's an old trope. It goes way back, right? Didn't they call Goldwater a Nazi? I mean, it's... Well, let's be clear. When the right goes too far extreme, it's very clear that we understand, hey, here's where the, and some people in the alt-right are this way. When you start talking about like racial supremacy or these sorts of weird things, hey, you've gone too far. And it's very easy to go, hey, don't do that. You're wrong. Whereas on the left, there's people that go too far, but even the Soviet Union and Stalin were like, equality is our goal. And it's not just based on a bumper sticker understanding, clear why equality is bad to a lot of folks.
You know, and you know what's ironic, too, is everybody throws down on Hitler all the time because of his genocide, okay?
Sure.
But if you want to look at actual factual body counts, Stalin killed more people.
Well, you're sounding like Bill Burr. Like, why don't Stalin's kills count?
why is everybody throwing the Hitler out on the washboard, but they never mention, you know, the history of Stalin?
Well, unfortunately, Hitler and the Nazis captured Americans' imagination in the sense
exactly.
that they were the uber enemy,
exactly.
the arch enemy. And it's like you go to the American Heroes channel and half the programming is Nazi stuff.
I mean, Stalin killed his own people. It was right. genocide.
Right. Oh, yeah.
But you never, ever, everybody go, man, you're a Stalin, man.
Oh, they destroyed the farmers and the kulaks and the private business owners. They absolutely decimated them.
But Hitler must be the poster child every time they want to call, the left wants to call somebody on the right something, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I try to refrain myself from calling anybody Hitler because it's just, it's a joke now on the internet. How long will it take for somebody to bring up Hitler?
And what do you think about the guy that stabbed the balloon at the Tesco? Loser.
It doesn't surprise me. I mean, I'm not down. Like, I wouldn't stab the balloon because I'd just be like, okay, whatever. But
yeah.
it does not surprise me. And it also doesn't surprise me that he has all these donations for his legal funds.
Here's what amazes me. You know, doing that's going to incite something. It's not. It's the same thing to me as going into, what is it? It's not a freedom of speech, because the freedom of speech stops when I go into a movie theater and yell fire, correct?
Yeah, there's no fire.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You're inciting basically a riot. You're committing a crime. Your First Amendment rights stop there. But here, you go out and do that knowing darn well what you want to happen.
Boy,
did they not think it was
president to cry? I think.
Well, here's my big thing was is by putting that balloon up, did they in some way try to cause a person to react and do something?
It's possible. I don't think that's actually. I hear where you're coming from. I don't think that's.
I mean, that's
actually,
like me going to the Democratic National Convention and wearing a Trump shirt. That's, you know, I don't think I'm going to make it out physically.
Right, but I mean, I think when it comes to the law, it has to be actual incitement. Like, hey, get out there and burn it down. Like, I mean, it can't just be, oh, he said something raucous or offensive and it got people worked up. It has to be actual incitement.
What really was sad, though, the balloon got, what, punctured, correct?
Right, stabbed.
A good military member would have had a patch kit ready to rock and roll.
Well, sure. Do you think there were good military members part of that balloon group?
I highly doubt it.
Well, Soldier Boy,
I'm sure a bayonet was probably used to puncture it.
I got to run, man. I appreciate the call. Let's very quickly. I think we have here the moment I've been waiting for.
the 57th mayor of the city of Montgomery?
I am.
Good. Judge, the Honorable in. Judge Myron Thompson, U.S. District Court, will administer the oath of office. Judge?
It's Todd Strange bringing on Judge Thompson. Stephen Reed's family is assembling around him.
Get you on the camera. Are you ready? Repeat after me. I give your name.
Stephen Lewis Reed.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear
that I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution.
And will obey the laws.
And will obey the laws
of the United States.
Of the United States.
And of the state of Alabama.
And of the state of Alabama.
That I will.
That I will.
In all respects.
In all respects.
Observe the provisions of the ordinances of the city of Montgomery.
Observe the provisions and the ordinances of the city of Montgomery.
And I will faithfully
discharge the duties
of the office
of mayor.
So help me God. Congratulations.
Stephen Reed being sworn in as new mayor of Montgomery. Hand on the Bible, his family surrounding him, Judge Myron Thompson doing the honors of swearing them in. Got to hit a quick break here, folks. Come back, more news and views from 9 till noon. Joey Clark sitting in. Jack Campbell's out today with a cold. He's a little stuffed up, but hopefully get well soon, Jack. I can hold down the fort until then. 272-9228 if you want to call in, join the show. Be right back.
And baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-thru window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views, 272-9228, if you want to get in, talk to me, Joey Clark. Coming up, I believe Stephen Reed, new mayor of Montgomery, just sworn in, is making remarks. We'll get to that. Not enough time, though, before the top of the hour. But we do have enough time, of course, for my good friend Josh. Josh, welcome to the show.
Hey, Joey, how we doing today?
Good.
Good. You staying warm up there?
Yeah, I got it nice and toasty up here.
I hear you. I'm about to go cover up some of my plants for this
freeze tonight. As much as I don't love being out in this cold, freezing weather when it's wet and muddy, but no, I was going to comment on the medical marijuana.
Sure.
I think it's a great, great idea. You know, of course, you've had family members that have went through cancer.
Yeah.
I've had, you know, one of my close friend's dad, who was a great guy, really hung out with him a lot, and he developed lung cancer, and that was the only thing that really helped him. They tried to throw all kind of, you know, oxycodone and morphine and Dravenol and all these other medications, tried to help his nausea and pain and everything else, but, you know, as legal as it was, he got the most relief out of the marijuana that he used for medicinal purposes. And I think, you know, everybody around us statewide, you know, with the exception of a few, has already adopted some kind of system. I'm glad we have CBD. That actually helps a lot with arthritis. But now, I'm a big proponent for it. I've seen it actually happen. You know, the taboo stereotype of, you know, marijuana is the devil. That's an old school thought with all the medicinal properties it does have. And I hope it works out, man. There's a lot of people that could actually, you know, benefit from this.
Well, and we're only just starting to learn about what it can do medically. Apparently, they're finding all sorts of different types of cannabinoids, and not just CBD, but all sorts of different types of cannabinoids is found in cannabis, in marijuana, and they're finding different combinations of those cannabinoids, different combinations of THC with certain cannabinoids creates different effects for people. And as they kind of nail down what combinations do what, it really is helping a lot of people. Like, I'm hearing this, I heard this on a podcast, it was athletes actually talking about it, that they like to dose themselves before training with certain types, and it helps, you know, get them in a flow state, so to speak, and just focus on something. It's fascinating science, and that's my hope, is that you actually bring medical science and other types of science to bear on what should have been legal for a long time, if not for the culture war in the 60s.
You're absolutely right. And you know, of course, you're going to have people that are going to skirt around the law and using it for, you know, to get high or whatnot. But, you know, arresting people for marijuana, especially personal amounts, I believe, and, you know, they'd save a lot of headache if they just got rid of that. And, you know, I'm 100% for it, and I hope it really works out. It can really be beneficial for a lot of, you know, our citizens.
There you go. Yep. Amen, Josh. I appreciate the call, man.
Yeah, man. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you. Thank you. yeah, I think it's about time, Montgomery. It's about time, Alabama. We should get on not just the trend. We should just, you know, do what's right and sensible in terms of government policy, especially when it's something that can help people. And honestly, I'm a stickler for that thing called liberty. Yes, and I know there's a difference between liberty and license. But just because you want to stop certain things doesn't mean the government should have a license to enforce your point of view at the point of a gun. This part of the program brought to you by Bo Goodson and the Goodson Group. Folks, if you're looking to buy or sell a home here in the River